Hello, this is Reverend Dr. Calvin R. Kendrick, pastor of Victory Baptist Church in the Bronx, and I hope that you are enjoying these edited messages. Should you desire the full message, our phone number is 718-328-4041. Please leave a message and someone will get back in touch with you. Today's message comes from Romans chapter 4. And it is about, no matter how hopeless things may become, keep the faith. Keep the faith. We hope that you will join us in Bible study. And also, if you're in the neighborhood, come and visit us on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. May God richly bless you. Victory Baptist Church is located on Union Avenue. That is 1001 Union Avenue between 163rd and 165th Street in the Bronx, one block west of Prospect Avenue. Please enjoy the message and God bless you. And I want to look at the subject this morning, when things seem hopeless, keep the faith. When things seem hopeless, keep the faith. One God, one man, one woman made the difference to bring to pass what God Himself had promised to Abraham. The promise was granted through faith that pleased God. Money cannot buy what God has to offer. The scripture in verses 4 and 5 from the Contemporary Bible, as we have read, says money paid to workers isn't a gift. It is something they earned by working. But you cannot make God accept you because of something you do. God accepts sinners only because they have faith in Him. Abraham is a clear example of what can be done when we trust God. When everything seems hopeless, keep the faith. Someone added to that and said, keep the faith, baby. Amen. If we study the life of Abraham, we will understand that in the pagan life and tradition in which he was born and raised had nothing to do with having faith in the gods they manipulated. Instead of their gods being in control, they were in control of their gods. The life application says, surrounded by a society fully immersed in paganism, where gods came by the dozens and were subject to human manipulation, Abraham dared to trust a God he could not control. The gods were more of a good luck charm than able to make the difference. They were not living gods. They were man-made and manipulated by men who were powerless. These gods could not produce. They had eyes, but they could not see. They had ears, but they could not hear. They had feet, but they could not walk nor stand. They had hands, but they could not handle. Therefore, Abraham's thought of a God was not impressive. Yet, when Abraham had a direct encounter with the Almighty, Abraham realized that he could not buy off this God, nor could he manipulate him, because the God that Abraham met was, is, and always will be the true and living God. Amen. The only way this God could be pleased would be by faith. Faith in Him. The key thing about Abraham was that Abraham believed just believing in God. Abraham believed God. This is how Abraham became a friend of God. No matter what Abraham thought, the bottom line was Abraham believed God. Against all odds, against every other hope, Abraham believed God. Abraham had a strong faith because Abraham believed God. Faith is belief in action. Abraham had enough faith because he believed. Well, the first point I want to bring out today is Abraham had enough faith to believe God because, number one, he received God's testimony. Secondly, he believed in God's faithfulness. And thirdly, he trusted in God's ability. Abraham had enough faith to believe God because he received God's testimony. Verse 18 says, "And when it all seemed hopeless, Abraham still had faith in God and became the ancestor of many nations." Abraham hoped against hope. Hope against hope is letting your divine faith take control over your natural faith. Abraham was a praying man. There are various places we find Abraham building an altar to worship God. Abraham found God to be the judge and even the righteous judge of all the earth. Genesis 18 and verse 25.
Talk